says mechatchila ketoni. Rashi says mashma kloyna ain kan takonas acheres. Mashma, the only thing to do with these two sisters now is to give them both chalitza. There's no way to be miyavim one of them. That's what the Bechin says. Itaka doesn't know pshan the Mishnah. Even though the two brothers died, but when the first brother died, his wife was mutter. It's only a problem when the second wife died, when the second brother died, now there are two sisters falling. So the second one would fell baser. So Rabbi Yechon doesn't understand why can't the one brother give chalitza to the second wife? And then the first one, since she was hutra, she was mutter at the beginning, even though then she became nesra, let her chaz of hutra. So that's what Rabbi Yechon says, he doesn't know who Rabbi Shana now Mishnah. For the more of a lame, let's say, why didn't Rabbi Yechon want to say our Mishnah means it's a gzera? Maybe it's a gzera our Mishnah. Maybe gzera dilma kodam achalos to Rishayin of Resha. Let's be afraid if you say you give chalitza to the second one. Then it could be miyav in the first one. We have to be afraid that maybe they'll forget and give chalitza to the first one. There'll still be miyav in the first one. So the more name, there's still, Rabbi Yechon didn't want to answer this because the Mishnah says, v'loy misiyah ben miskatoni. Mashma, there's no way at all mikra din to make chalitza, to make yibam. It's not only gzera. Mashma mikra din in these cases, there's no mitzvah yibam. The leka din yibam. Hocha klal, that's what's mashma. So if Rabbi Yechon says, I don't know who learned this Mishnah, because Rabbi Yechon himself says, I do have a way to have a din yibam. You could have a mitzvah yibam if you give chalitza to the second wife, so then the first one to the second brother's wife, then the first brother's wife was Hutra, the Nesra, it should be Chosra of Hutra, there should be a Mrs. Yibam. So the Gemara know again, what's so shver? What did the Yechon want to answer? Gzeira Shema Yomus. Let's be afraid again that maybe the second brother will die. And the Yoslavat, the Mrs. Yivamin, that's why he can't be Miyabim. So when it says, Rabbi Yechon Lamis Lechaish, no, Rabbi Yechon is not afraid of Misa. So therefore, Rabbi Yechon didn't want to answer this way. For the Gemara, Velaimelei, Rabbi Lezi, good. Look at the Yechon say, our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Lezer. The Yom Rabbi Lezer says like this, Kivan Shom Dolav Shoachas B'Yisr. Rabbi Lezer talk argues and says, no, any time the Yavam results, even though for 1 second, Nesra Lava Lomis. Senechnami, Rabbi Yechon argues taka. What Rabbi Yechon say doesn't know who our Mishnah goes like, let's say it goes according to Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer holds Nesra. Even in the case that first she was Mutter, and then she becomes Osir, that's his sheep that remains Osir Yerlam. So Gemara answers that me the Sefer Rabbi Lezer, since the end of the Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Lezer, is Reisha Lav Rabbi Lezer. Mash Rabbi Yechon learned that Reisha does not go according to Rabbi Lezer. And if Rabbi Yechon said if it doesn't go according to Rabbi Lezer, there's something wrong with our Mishnah then. Why should it be that it's Osra? It was Hutra, true it was Nesra, but the din is it should be Chaz of Hutra. For the Gemara of Elaim Elohu, the Nof of Vasachas, again, what's the Bikashan our Mishnah? Maybe the first two brothers died together? So Mamish was never Hutra, they're both Osra at the same time. Like two sisters fell right away. So Rabbi Yosi Aglili, he goes according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili. The Yom that he says, Eshlet Samsem. You could have two things happen the exact same second. Somewhere says, no, Rabbi Yechon didn't want to learn like that. Now Mishnah, because the Klal is, like, saw some Lotonic Rabbi Yosi Aglili. There's no Stam Mishnah Mashmah, we don't pass on Rabbi Yosi Aglili. So he didn't want to say, I was Stam Mishnah, goes according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, that the two brothers died the exact same second. For the Gemara good, Vilei Malei, wants to say like this, to La Yadin and Hainof of Resha. In a case where we don't know which one fell first, that's what Mishnah is talking about. If we knew which brother fell first, so true, we'll give the second one chalitza, and the first one would be mutter. But our Mishnah is talking about a case where we forgot which one fell first. For the Mori Yochi, if so, Hainu Diktoni, how come the Mishnah says, Chod move the konsu. If one of them chopped the rain fast and made yibum, Yoitzi has to get rid of them, he has to give regret. Why? Bishlei Merishayna, the first one, Aminalei, Man Shailacha. The first one, the chapter made yibum, we have a taina who is matra to you. Elishniya, but the second one, Omar should say like this, Chavroi, the second yibum should say, that Chavroi, the other one that made yibum was a shniya. She was the second yavim that fell. And yavim, and I'm not Rishayna miyabim. I'm being miyab now the first one's wife. And that should be mutra. So the Marseille says, Haina the Komalei, Achoye sen yadei mishon lenechnami. That's what the Kashin, that's what Yechon Taka ends off and says, he does not know Taku Lerm Shana Mishnah. Like our Mishnah Chur is wrong according to Rabbi Yechon. All right, stop here. You're holding Daf Chof Chesom et Aleph. Really about the two dots. Just less Gemara went to their fist. Less Gemara was there. It was a Kashin according to Rabbi Yechon and said, that the Mishnah that said when two Achoyis fall, that you can't be Miyabim either one of them, you have to give them both Chalitza, he doesn't know why. Because really, the first one that fell, she was first Mutter. Then when the second one fell, she became Mutter. Now the answer is, take care of the second one first, and then the first one should become Mutter. So The last Gemara wanted an answer. The Gemara wanted to say, why doesn't Rabbi Yochanan say that the Leimelei, the Leyadin and Hainof of Resha? Let's say the case is we don't know like which brother died first. Two brothers were married to two sisters, and both of them died. Now the two sisters fell to the other brothers. So let's say we don't know which one fell first. So Gemara says, Yochi, if that would be the case, Hainu Diktoni, how does it say, Kodmu, let's say one of the brothers were Miyabin, one of the sisters, the Konsu, is Yaitziyu, it says clearly has to give her a get. Because if both brothers went, and one brother was Miyabin, one sister, and the other brother, the other sister, the locher was Yaitziyu. The question is why? Bishleimer Rishayna, Bishleimer, the first brother that's Miyabin, one of the sisters, Amrina Lei, we tell him, Man Sharulcha, who said it's mutter for you? Like, right now, both sisters are zokik liyibum, and lemaisa, each sister is called an achoisik kosoi, so it's also for you to miyabim either one of them. So the first brother that's miyabim, for him for sure, we tell him yotziyu. He has to give her a get. That's good. Elishniya, but the second brother that was miyabim, Omar, why doesn't it say like this? Chavroi shniya yibim. Let the second brother say, my first brother that made yibum, he maybe was miyabim the second sister that fell. And therefore, anor rishonim miyabim. Now, what I'm being miyabim is the first sister that fell. And the first sister, she originally was hutra, then she became nesra, and now luchura, after the first brother was miyabim, the second sister, the first sister, she began to become mutter. So Mora says, hainu dekom alei, that's what Rabbi Yechon said before, achoyis en yodei mishonon. Rabbi Yechon tako argues on the Mishnah, he doesn't know who said our Mishnah. Because according to Rabbi Yochanan, when two sisters fell, when the first brother fell, his wife was mutter. So she was one time mutter. Then when the second brother died, now there are two sisters falling, now both become usher. So Rabbi Yochanan says, take care of the second sister, like give her chalitza, and our first one becomes mutter again. So that our Mishnah says both of them have to have chalitza, Hitaka doesn't know, he does not know who learned it. It says now Mishnah, again, when two brothers were married to two sisters and both brothers died, so now both sisters fall to the other brothers, so you can't be miyab neither one of them. Let's say one of the sisters, though, was an erva to one brother. One of the sisters happened to be his mother-in-law. Is also bo, so that brother is also with his mother-in-law, but then for sure he's allowed to be miyabim the other sister. Because she's not called an achoisa kakosoi, because the Erebo does not fall to him liyibim. For Yasheni, what about the second brother? The second brother really is muta to both sisters, so both sisters fall to him, is also b'shtayim. The second brother cannot be miyabim, either one of them. So that's what our Mishnah says. So Mora says, salkot out that we thought, the noflo chamoisa tchila. We're talking about first the mother-in-law, the one that was an Erebo to one brother, she fell first. If so, am I? Why do we say the second brother can't be miyab any one of them? Leiku choson liyabim hach tiyena chamoisai. Now, what happens now? The mother-in-law, the one that's also to one brother, fell first. Then the second sister fell. So when the second sister fell, the second brother died, that sister is mutter to one brother. Because to one brother, the mother-in-law doesn't fall to him. So let that brother first be miyabim the other sister, Bereisha. Now the chamoisa, the mother-in-law to one brother, negate to the other brother, she should now be mutter to him, because it should be kiyavama shahutra, because she, that husband, died first. So when the husband died, the first husband died, his wife was mutter to the other brother. Vinesra. Now when the second sister fell, they both became asa. V'chosra v'hutra. But now when one brother has the right to be miyabim, the second sister, because to the second brother, both of them don't fall, because one is an erva, so he has the right to be miyabim the second sister, is tafsel atera rishon. So now the first one, the mother-in-law, should become mutter again to the second brother. That's called hutra. She, at the beginning, she was mutter. So why doesn't it have to come back again? Is Rapapa says, Enachnami, k'goin denofla hach t'yena chamoisa b'resha. The Mishnah is only talking about that the sister that is mutter to both of them, she fell first. The one that was not the chamoisa fell first. So therefore, secondly, fell the chamoisai. So now, to one brother, both of them are chosuk kosoi, he can't do anything. To the other brother that one's an erva, he could only be miyabim the other one. So he could only be miyabim the first one. So therefore, the second one, the chamoisai, when she fell, she was always also to the second brother. Therefore, the second brother cannot be miyabim her. He could only give a chalitza. Because when the mother-in-law fell, she was the second sister. and she automatically, right away, was always also to the second brother. So therefore, it never becomes huta. Beishami says in the case where two sisters, two brothers marry two sisters, the two brothers die. So two sisters fall to the other two brothers. Beishami holds yikaimu. If they weren't miyabing them, they could stay married. You don't have to give a get. Like we had before. According to Beisilu, no. Since each one was miyabing beisir, it was nachoisuk kosei. There were two sisters. Zokr to both of them, so if any one of them made Yibum, so he has to give her a get, Yotziyot. Rabbi Shimon says the other way, Yikaimu. He says the din is Yikaimu. They're allowed to stay married together. So we'll soon see who is he talking about, Rabbi Shimon. Is he talking about Beishamai Shita or Beisilu Shita? Now, Abishol says the Shitas are just the opposite. That Kal Hoyilem the Beisilu Badavazir. Beisilu was the more makel. She Beisharma Yarmim Yotziyot. Beisharmi holds when two brothers were miyabim two sisters, since they did a beisr, the halacha is they have to give them a get afterwards. Even though midiraisa the yibim is chal, because avadim achoisu kakosti is only an issa midirabonin. Avadim midiraisa, they are allowed to be miyabim, and the yibim is chal, but midirabonin yotzio, you have to give a get. That's Beisharmi shita. Ubeisil loimim yikaimu, Beisil holds no yikaimu. They're allowed to stay married, even though they did the issa, they were over an issa midirabonin. But now that they did it, you kind of let us stay married together. So Mora says, now Rav Shimon Kaman. Rav Shimon is middleman the Yomah. Who's he saying like? Ike Beishamai Hainu Reb Lezer. If he's going according to Beishamai Shita, that's Reb Lezer that said you kind of. Let Rav Shimon say, look at Beishamai. Ike Beisil, if he wants to go according to Beisil Shita, Hainu Abishol, that's what Abishol said. So what is Rav Shimon saying the middle Shita like just you kind of? So Mora said like this, Hachikom, this is what Rav Shimon meant to say. That you should know, Loi nechluku beishamai beisilu bodavazir. He meant to tell us there's no machlokes. Both of them are matir than b'dievet. As even though our Mishnah says when two sisters fall to the two brothers, midrabbanan, each one is also on the other one, achoyis kukosoi, you're not supposed to be miyabim. But you should know, Loi yitzri, they did go and make yibum. Now that they're married together, they're allowed to stay married together. And the din is, Loi yitzri, you don't have to give a get. That's what Rav Shimon meant to say. But there's no machlokes here. Both Beisham and Beisilu both agree, Yikaimu, if you did the Yisra, you're allowed to stay married. Then the Mishnah says, Oysachas Mehem, if one of them was an Erva. Tread Gemara, Tanina Chodazim, we learned this already before. Achoysoi, the case with two sisters. Kishi Yavimtoi, two sisters fall to you for Yibum. The locker is, Oychaletzes, Achoysoi, Kishi Yavimtoi. When two sisters fall, and one sister's an Erva to you, so the other sister is mutter. Oich, let's say Miss Yabemis. We had this halacha before. That if two sisters fall to you for two different brothers and one is your relative, she's an erva to you, so she doesn't really fall to you. Which one falls to you? Only the other sister. Well, one sister is mutter to you. So we learned it already once. Why does the Mishnah here have to repeat it again? So the Gemara says, Tzricha, we need it here. The Yashvin and Hasim, if you only were learned over there, Mishum Delekul, Amigza, Mishum Shani. Over there, the case was, let's say there were three brothers. That's all. Two brothers married two sisters. And both brothers died. So the two sisters fell to the third brother. Now, if one of the sisters is an heir with him, so that sister doesn't fall to Yibum. Then only one sister is falling to him. So there it's Pasha, the brother is allowed to marry, be miyabim, that one sister. But there's no second brother involved. Aval Hocha, our Mishnah is talking about there were four brothers. So there are still two brothers alive. And only one brother has a heter. Because one of the sisters is an erva to only one brother. So one brother is allowed to be miyabim one sister. The other brother is also to both sisters. So I would have thought, equal and nigzim shim sheni. Maybe over here we should tell the one brother, even though one is an erva to him, so he's mutter to the other sister, don't be miyabim her. Because if you do it, maybe the other brother will do it also. Misheni. Hey, Maloy. That's the chiddush here, that even though there are two brothers, and the second brother is not allowed to, the first brother, we allow him to make Yibum. Since to him, one sister is an erva, she doesn't fall Yibum, only one sister falls to him, therefore he's mutter. Now, the Yashmin and Hochev, would have only said our mission here, when there are four brothers, two brothers around, Mishum Diyik Sheini de Kamuchach. I would say just the opposite, Svara. Two sisters fell to two brothers. Now, one brother is an erva to one of the sisters, she's not negated to him. He's allowed to be Miyavim the other sister. Ma'asheik and the second brother, both sisters are mutter to him, so since two sisters fall to the second brother, he's also with both of them. So when do I say this first brother can miyabim one?
like we know which one is allowed to and not the other one, because you have a second brother around that's also to both of them. So the second brother is like Muchach, teaching us what's going on. But over there, we don't have two brothers, only one brother. There, maybe there's a gzera. Maybe you'll be having the wrong one. Maybe people will know why he's doing it. People will think they will know once and ever. They'll think Stam is being miyav macho. It's a kosoi. It's tricha. That's why I need both mishnahs to teach me both chidushim. Then our mishnah says, what about Issa Mitzvah? Let's say again, the two sisters, four to two brothers, and one is only Issa mid rabbonin to one brother. Or she's a shnias, that's all, she's the grandmother to one brother. Or else, an issa kedusha, which is only yasa, chai vilavi. So the locher is then, that midiraisa, she is zokk liyibum, so the same thing is you have to give them chalitza and not yibum. For the Gemara, we also learned this already. What's the chiddush here?